me say that was safe. Do be away and why, share with ye, put them when ye, Renias and Beck have thank you for chair. One chance, and over tone said it. Yapa, when I named you assist, Yama woman, bomb pire said. Masemika, and in it, yes, 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 I read verses 1 and 2. Psalm 138. I read the first two verses. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name.
Enyom, ha edu asan wotwe, imu edi kan ene de to somie no. Edema ko manyina beda wase. Enyame no anim meto wotwom. Mekoto machire wasore fie kronkron no. Na mada udin ase. Wadoye eno unokure hon. Se wama wasem asun. Atra udin yina. Amen.
Then our second and last reading from the book of Matthew chapter 24. Verses 22 to 24. Matthew 24. Verses 22 to 24. Jesus our Lord speaking. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Amen.
Amen. Matthew 24:9. As we enter into the world, and how many of them be a so one away one unti, we be so. And as we be case, che, Christo no waha, and as waha, we ni. Christo atrofo ene adifo atrofo ebe sori obeye insanchrene akese ene anwade ase betumi a obedata wona awi wonu mpo amen
eradin shine sense memory etna say amen
the Lord bless his word for us as we sit.
So welcome everybody to today's service. I know because of what transpired here yesterday, I have many visitors I can see. They are here just to commemorate what happened.
So you know how
now, one of the ways that makes us different from perhaps many other groups, so-called churches, is the fact that we here believe that there's a prophecy in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the last book, a prophet called Malachi, chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. God promised to send us a prophet in the spirit of Elijah. He told us his job. Through him, our faith will be turned back to the faith of the original apostolic brethren. We here believe That prophecy has been fulfilled.
Amen.
And please God to use no other person but a man called William Marion Branham.
Amen. True, welcome out where say, where I be answer, say, your ma, Safi, a dance song, a free, sorry, I would walk, and honor any say. Upon that, Danimono, young woman, a cat walk, I like a man, it's here, and I, you know, miss your own. When you go home, a washe be a walk. And he said, Uncle Pomash, I will say, a real brimono, Besuma, give for a brain. Our dear Elia home, ever be the Juma. Obedane, Ofra, Emma, Akuma, Ako, or my Janom Titikidiano. Yea, oh, hey, ye, you were jiddy for Sasa, Bosheno, Asema, oh, ye bring so. And Uncle Pong, a son, and he said, we have a friend William Aram Branham on Amneso, and obey this argument.
His preaching, his teaching is strictly based on the Bible.
Sir, only in church, sir.
If you preach his sermon and assuming you don't even open to the Bible, whoever listens, you take everything you hear from him. When you go through the Bible, you say, this is why he said this. This is why he said it. Whatever we are going to hear today is exactly from the Bible. But hardly would we hear ministers preach that out there.
Amen. See, the same packaging in a simple no fat and semi-o kind evening, woman may be nice at Uhemua, and I would see ya. Says our brown crown pump crack your conco name, woman, what's here we in a 70 if you ask an alcohol to the conclumua? What did the two who once are a saint in our car we were high, and a saint in our car we were high, once at your kind in a 3 months, they are dear a genital conconso. Oh, call a chile baby, oh, come yam yam kaya, only send me a can we?
So what we are going to hear today, based on what we read, we are going to hear what God's prophet had to say. A few of them, I'll give you references from the Bible. But if I want every sentence Bible, we won't go anywhere.
See, you rest me a king can you know. If I be seeing, I'll go on D4, a kafa home. Be no more, ha. I call no more. Nah, you did. To a point so, Nancy, yes, and car, Asimbiano, your court, your concoma, any camp on it. It's Ningin, Yagi, dear, say, yeah, dear, a natural concornus of a pepper.
In our days,
oh, yeah, your name.
If there's ever any person that God used to really magnify the word of God,
is
this man William Marion Branham?
Yes, sir. You pay your friend William Marion Branham.
You all know how the Bible tells us that the mention of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every knee must bow. Those in heaven, on earth, even under the sea.
He said, "The Christ seven of people man on my own who said, say yes, Christo, you're born again now. Osro, as I see, I born again now. Osro kutuge, you're born more see."
But Psalm 138 verse 2 that we all read, there is one thing that God Himself has magnified even above His name.
And so, and you or ha, and you are some of your king cane. I decrew be or hang on coupon, one master man a crown, a chain on one in dimpo.
And then you ask yourself if even the name itself calls for all spirits to bow down, and there's something about this name, then what will happen if you mention that thing? What will happen to demons? Then I don't even know. I don't know if you caught what I was saying.
Instead, so for can win your mutias here.
At the mention of his name,
see, both Yakupo and Radius Christo Dino.
All spirits,
a home home in a
bow down.
Omobo was
even the name.
And for a dean has a near canyon.
And Psalm 138 verse 2 is telling us that.
And you or how I do as some of
you, he has magnified his word above his name.
Or catch them so one crony dean or money dean a crow action on one of
the demons are Christ even at the mention of the name.
It is at that morning,
where would they stand if you mentioned the word? Because the word is God Himself. The beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The word became manifest in flesh, and we gave him the name the Lord Jesus Christ, God in flesh.
And because
God used this prophet to magnify his word,
I'm saying
demons were nothing. Because through him, he exalted the word. Nothing he said, which you won't find in the Bible. Oh, glory be to God. Now, we started this topic on what Jesus himself warned us according to Matthew 24:24, telling us about the spirit of deception in our day. This is the age of deception. And God's prophet tells us since creation, there has never been a time when this deception was so close to the truth. To Jesus himself said, if it were possible. If. And now he's going to tell us why he said, if it were possible.
Amen. Now, ebre bi amada. Ah, atrono eyane no kure ne dinsa na da no eyane no kure ne dinsa achanye ebremu it na ready Jesus Christ boko ko se senke betumi a oba be chire ndie nti o ka se senke betumi no a.
In one way, perhaps it would have been better if you didn't come today to church.
Na asori e wa bayi no kwan bi so no e bia nka be yama o senke na wa ama.
But I pray that maybe the opposite, that it was good you came. The reason why I said it would be better for us for you not to have come is because after hearing what we are going to hear, none of us will have an excuse.
Amen.
Before God. God is going to record everything on that day. He will project to you through the wedding of your own beloved brother Fosu. I made you hear this.
Amen.
God forbid that will God remind us and it will cause tears. May it rather be the opposite. When you say it was good that I went to for the Thanksgiving service.
Amen. Ain't you make us say? And Kabaya sa one man ne say. Yebe kosubia no yankupon bekana no crasa match re. Ain't you a yebre munatemunumuno? Unya no yebia unya sembia for you, Juano, if said you hear no or more no. De mumuno, come. Say a company sama with ya, and yen a bay soon. If we say went to me on fast seven and more bra. They will mean pine say, and can uncle Banisa, name Mono, Obedia dances, I will every man castle. Ah, yes, I may buy it. Every cell betting Uncle Pono Quasem, then a boow and Maunya Satriano.
We are not talking about any church doctrine, we are talking about Bible doctrine.
Amen. Yeah, you know, and yet asafubi and I sorry be is say and I'm winter then we make asafa chira crum crum and chira chira and chira chira itina chira crum so.
So based on Matthew 24 that Jesus said warned us that if it were possible, even the very elect would have been deceived. I've just tipped this one. What must happen to you in order to be added to Satan's group? He has deceived. What must I do? And then Satan said, you're already in my group. I've deceived you. We are going to hear from God's prophet.
And see, said here, Matthias, and Patia do no name, where during I can say, Saint Kebet to me, or more young Pongo Bedada, and that same train is say, Tiene Cassa to war, Senebea, or Bonsam, Nukua, Yada, what that me at that dominion, overcome who be. You might bend also, dear, and Bonsam Edia or a canukuna, what that domino.
The Philippians 2:10 was. What I quoted, where the Bible say, at the mention of the name, every knee shall bow. Those in heaven, even under the earth. And we said, if at the mention of the name, everything, then what about something beyond the name?
Amen.
Do you have anything beyond the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Is there anything above God's name? What is above God's name? His word.
Amen.
kenti no o se Filipi nwoma eti ye mi no yimu edu no aka sire nse wa kro ye Awurade Yesu Kristo ne din no ti ye bo ne din ne dia ahohom nyina koto gwe nyina ba koto osuru abodi o asase isu di o omu asase ase o omu nyina koto gwe nyina koto na se edin no makoto gwe nyina abodi nyina koto gwe nyina ko form dia na ne dia wa kro no ama na che edin no he na nasa hubu sase bibi wo ha nyakopon akro no ache ne din ana ne kwasem se wo ma na asem akro ache ne din no.
Therefore,
he said, you know,
you don't expect to do something contrary to God's word, and you just go and you are praying the name of Jesus and you expect God to respond. Even he himself is under the authority of his word.
Amen. Na ne nya hwee ne nya so se so why you be a thing and go upon them. Now, I say, Obe Kong, to be in Mako Bompire, Radius Christo Dimu, I say, Obe Yanu Yedabio. Nagupon and Casano, or Sema Sem no Asse. A Sem no Akron, a chain, you know. That's Sam Citreno.
This thing should be clear to all those who call themselves Bible followers.
And
that
yes,
the God that we follow, even his word. And that is why when he came down to even save us, when he had authority, he could have said, I won't go to Calvary. I said, we save them.
Mm.
Who was there to question him? And yet he couldn't. He had to go through everything because that's what the word has said.
Amen.
Oh, what a God we
serve. Amen. Then a name covered a man who knew a bit like I said, oh, me and I'm kind of swinging and sacco in some fat, come for us, actually, ma. Oh, be answering on here. That's why I'm not saying that the Honor Summit is eternal. To assess it, yes, I'm the kind of sapper paper, and oh, yeah, no.
So you better be careful.
And yeah,
otherwise, oftentimes we waste our time.
Yes,
it's good to pray.
Yes,
I have to pray in the will of God and at the appointed time.
Amen.
Otherwise, your prayer and all those things, no, there's something beyond the name.
Amen.
You don't go and sin and then you go and say, his own prophet, it happened. When he was going to pray for someone, he said, you don't qualify.
Yes, sir.
He was going to mention the name.
Mm.
But the word, oh, no.
Before I can wash me, no, I can bomb by my arrow for. Now go pong, Jenna, go pong him, I say, umfata, so, but, kono koto to, your man, son, waba, I will bomb by. Into then, yeah, a mayam boy, a hump him. Not
you can bore the name, all right, but there's something beyond that name.
The
word is above the name. Oh, let's give thanks to God.
Amen.
Talking about couples, what does the Bible tell us? That even between you, couples, if there's something wrong between you, you better settle. Otherwise, your prayers will be hindered.
Sir.
God won't listen.
You know,
the word is above his name.
Amen. Aware for. Edi na nyango pon asem aka afa aware for ho. Se aware for mo ntem ngu asem wa mo ntem no wantwi bi wo ho a mo ntem nya. En ha ho so kwa ko bom pa na nyango pon ontie. Emom na sem ne kire se ye to to asa ye siesie ye ntem sawarefo ansa ne akunyagopon edi makopon din se ye bompa ye.
How often do we obey the word that tells us that even if you come to the presence of God to even give him some offering or whatever, if you know a brother or sister has something even against you, go and settle before you come. How often do we do it? We walk over it and come here and we expect God to bless us because we are calling the name of Jesus. Stamping on the ground with your foot, you are wasting your time. Yes.
Uncle Pong, I say, no. Yeah, and I say, be an crying Benny, a fast way, yeah, dear, Sam, no Bobra. So I can say, and say, put ya, dear, a banner for the butch anymore near Kaiser, or maybe what be bits ya wa, Jan Juan Tentem, Quana got to answer. And so you're getting your chief and Uncle Pong, Sam, so. Now, bah, yet yet, same with yet, yet, Sam, so bomb pie. Say, Uncle Pong, Betty, W. Yes, say, I Seminal a crown, a chain.
So, in the early church age, as you know, in the history of Christianity,
in him, Christosom,
particularly using the Romans,
I'm
not talking about Roman Catholic Church. I'm talking about the nation Rome.
Yeah, Roma asafo no asem na make you name my eye Rome amemwo no.
Yeah, we all know how they persecuted believers.
It even said yeah, otaye ne amane om dey ejidifo famu.
And that time they warned people not to even mention the name of Jesus. Even in the book of Acts it was there. They warned them, they caught them, put them in prison and things like that just for you to even publicly prophesy that yes, I believe in that man the Lord Jesus Christ. They could even kill you.
Abrene dear. Na oma bo obi a na omo se me boy radi Jesus Christ di unti min kasa oji yakopon di kwan bia so wo yes ape ani aso twen ni yom be cho eru akoko she efiase ani ade empo no esuafo no bre no mu se sa anamoto yi ekoso.
But now Satan, who is God's enemy and who is the enemy of his children, so God has an enemy called Satan.
Yakopon
what God's children too have only one enemy, and that's Satan.
Amen.
We don't have two. One.
Yes, Yankopon or Tamfo Bako, ah, honorable Sam. Nam say, yes, you ain't Yankopon, man, Yankopon, ma, yes, you ain't a Tamfo Muno, a Tamfo Bako pet, yeja, a Tamfona, Bonsam, or no one yes, your Tamfo.
Anything you hear, if you think it's true, and have God's spirit in you, don't look at me. We didn't come to see me. We came here to hear from God, and God works through human beings.
Amen.
So, what I say, if you think it's the truth, and you are part of God, there's a spirit in you. That will respond. I say, amen, means it is true.
Amen.
Don't let the room quiet as if, well, if you don't believe it's a different thing, I'm not forcing you to respond.
Hi, Abbe, you know, Yankupon Fie, Hannah found with you. Ain't your seminar in your top from Pet? Now, seminar Banu Hunun say, Ayanokura, and Yankupon Banu Womua. And I'm saying, a seminar a banner FB and Intino, won't you mean come on to him? Because all day, a new year, but say, a semi-dia no correct to make you say, amen. Then so no and your shit and yam requires so. So when you need ya obey me one word to ya to us.
But God always has a witness. So I know there will be one or two
man
who will say it's true.
Amen. Then so you go pombre bia on yan dance in Tim Sanya Bia and Yangu Pointe when you dance for Bako and I'm you no be awa.
Now in our age, Satan, our enemy, has changed his tactics.
Every so there was some was a son and son.
Now, you don't need to say, I believe in God or I believe the Lord Jesus Christ, and then at gunpoint, you lose your life. But he has come in the name of the church. And the church is where you have to watch. It's just like you are sick and you are going to hospital. You still have to be very careful. You can go there hoping to go and come back better, but you can go and come back worse.
Amen.
Is it true?
Amen.
But why didn't you say anything to say it's true? Or because you have a doctor who just got married? No, please. It's true.
Amen. Eti, ye bre di ebu nsam wase sa ne nsam okura. Wa dane no ho. Na wa ba awo asoriti bi emu. Eti no, o se wo ye ahweye fa aku a wo ko se wo ka ko tie Yankopon asem no. Se de honam famu no wo yare na ho dodo wa, tim kasa ma men kwa yare hwe, ma men kwa yare sabia na men kwa yese. Biko hu doctor ni na obo ma ma me hu ayere meden, na ma pomu ayeden. Enso betimi akọ na fede o te bia no mbra fie na asae kura jinsem chen kane no e no kura na ya sempa ya de akoso enti no obeti wadwen ba ye wo se won so wo kwa sori se ne so
oh
e bia na bo nsam ya wadane ne hui en chen na wo ko o te bia kane te bia no ye be wie wo de e be chen kane de no kura.
This is the great age of deception.
We any ebra na da akonkan pa na da mu e din.
There's only one class of people that will not be deceived. Only one.
Amen. Na ro kwa sem ne asem de wo mu ni se eku ba ko pe bi wo ho de a omo de o da da omo a enye ye.
Is it those in the spoken word?
E omo mo spoken word sa fu mu ana.
It's not in the Bible.
Yes, na Bible.
So I won't mention any denomination. We'll talk about ourselves. The only class that will not be deceived are what? The very elected.
Amen.
Are you one of?
Amen.
Are you one of the very elected?
Amen.
Oh, then blessed is your soul.
Amen. The cool back from our own summer to me now that I'm on a one who I should examine and say, yeah, you are my two honor. As a minister and say, oh, come be an.
So as I said, God's prophet will let us know why Jesus said, if it were possible.
He
said, this is the age where you can have people live so clean that people, probably because of just some morale, they don't do this, they don't do that, what. And yet, they are still not with the token to make it in the rapture.
Amen. If you say, hey, Bremuno, and a bra, if you bet him, bo, a brabo crojin, or no, or my grandma, on say, what are you, on your baby, on say. I want to hear and old woman, that's swanning in Emono, Sani Pano, or young Quatia, Gintia.
And if even these people, as we mentioned the other day, might still not make it, then what about some of us who are even not near this? They won't lie, they won't do this, they won't commit adultery, they won't drink. On say, Warrior,
on no one's son. And so on, when young Quatia, then yeah, don't do I a woman check it there.
And the natural type, the spiritual, regardless. In the scriptures, when God is addressing the church, oftentimes he uses the woman. Yesterday at the ceremony, we heard the ministering minister, the pastor said, yes, Revelation told us about Christ, his bride, has made herself ready. He's talking about the church. And yet he used a woman.
You know, Enra, Sempane Koswano, Erefo, my own, say, Eddie, same woman, one of my own, say, Christo, dear Oba, na ye frono, but see, see, no, na ye frono, dear, ye frono, and ne asafono.
So the prophet came and he told us, if you want to know the spiritual condition of the church, watch the women.
And
then generally speaking, the women all around the world, you watch their behavior and that can tell you spiritually what is happening to the church. Genesis 6 tells us about what happened during Noah's time. What really invited the wrath of God upon humanity, the whole people that he himself had created? Why would God destroy them? It's strange that the Bible tells us of two things only.
It
says it came when man began to multiply. So it means that was the time world population was on the increase. And then the second thing was that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair and beautiful, and they took some of them as wives. And they repented God that he even had created his children.
Now, for the person to say, Nipa mama hu ye fe ye, inti ma nyangu po mama me, efe fa umu biya, o arawari omu ne ma nyangu po nunu hon. So, yo, Nipa.
The God's prophet tells us the increase of the beauty of women today shows this is the time of deception. You ask yourself even about even building churches. He's continuing himself. That whenever was there a time when churches became more prettier than what we have today? The answer is no. There's nothing wrong if your church is magnificent, but that's not the key thing. There are people who can be attracted to churches because the way your church is, I saw where they make it be. Please don't look at the building. Look at the inside. Look at the content.
Amen.
It takes the content to let you make it. But it doesn't take the coffin.
Amen.
That's not what is the most important thing.
Amen. It is a whole quack of domasophobia, or quack, say, menunia sophobia, quack or somewhere. ema edaina wo ho no shepe ni mom no ntwetwe ngowre mu de mom bi ori na hwedia tu asafo no mu ankasa hwebre so akoso asafo no mu asa na ba komu wa komu ema daini fe ntwetwe ngowra sori ni mu.
If what the prophet is saying, perhaps you think, oh, where is it coming from? I've already told you that everything he tells us, you can find in the Bible. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
Run to phone my tossing me, you know. It's here, yeah, it do back on. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
And that
Satan too has his ministers.
Amen.
Satan has his ministers. Maybe you never paid attention to that. You think everybody holding this one, perhaps with some cross or something here? Big Bible, black, red, not my own, almost torn. Not that one, no. Satan has his ministers.
And
God too has his ministers. So you better be careful. And
that
whose ministry your soul is feeding on. So it does, was a prophecy that indeed in the last day, women should be beautiful because Jesus, as it was the days of Noah, so must it be. I remember when I was a child, I'm still a child, but a big child, I saw somebody's car written on it, "The beautiful ones are not yet born." And when I read this, I said, "Ah, that is true." But then, that beauty that happened in the days of Noah, it takes God's prophet to let you know that that wasn't natural beauty. It was put on beauty.
Amen.
That's why I say, if I don't send you Elijah, this world, you are finished.
Amen. So I'm so Elijah. Oh, here. And then we are seeing in our Musu on the Bible boy. It's in here. So we can say, Abra. Oh, yeah. Abofra. Now, oh, yeah. Quadano. Umuso nyini pidi ye as they said ye or ye penina kwada. Sabre no hu ka bi echi an wachro se. Ma won fa fo an krampo ye nyam pongo wo mo. Na fe na odwen gino ho nti ye hwemu a ene na enye. Unamu ai ana se unamu an ofa pa ene ye kan no. Na emom no ye de ye dura ho no ye nkata ho penti ma mento ni bia. E no asem sa won fa yi. Na ye ka ho asem yi.
So God brings a prophet to take us back to what happened in Noah's time. That in Noah's time, the daughters of men, they were putting paint, all these makeups. That's what they were using.
Yeah. You go put it for me, who said, Noah, bring me no. That's how I'm fine. What can you eat in India? I'm going to come and do it. I'm going to paint, paint, India. And no, no more. I'm going to put it in India.
They put on things that made them look like what they were not naturally. So if you see that person, ooh, and yet that's not the natural being. That's what the people of Noah's time use. It takes a prophet.
You know what, Bremono? Over here, our boss on no nam. We say, ah, where did you go, Fenye? That's why. But come on, na yesapa no tiye. Akikina nim. I didn't hear my foot for a son of one, and yet the bosu, and yet said your tear kind, or the name be in a catawidiano so, and among who San Hofena Uno.
So that was what happened in Noah's time.
Swing, and of course, Noah Bremo.
Now, why was there the need for them to look beautiful? There was a purpose.
The dear intinana, a hunko here, I say, Samai, Oma, Omuya Fee.
The Bible tells us that the sons of God saw them. So that was what was a bait, so as to let the sons of God fall in line for them. So they were there to catch God's sons.
Amen.
To catch us of God's sons.
Amen. Kena emeti ashe se. Onipa ma anu ho eye fe, enti e ma omo ho ye Nyankopon ma ma na akono. Na ne ye de enti omo ye omo sa nyina me se. Omne baba ye, omo ba be kwetwe Nyankopon ma ma no na omati mi ahwe omo ase. Jina eno no kwa koye su nam na ye de ashe dra na no no, eno na omo kwetwe Nyankopon ma ma no e ma omo hwiase ye.
And Jesus asked it was in Noah's time, so will it be during the second coming?
See, yes, Christ said, ye no abre mu no san e beye, e ma ye, ay to so mi enu no mu.
Are we witnesses of this?
Yeah,
oh yes.
Adanse fu ana no cre.
And their God, Satan, looks at that and says, ah, isn't that beautiful? Ah, how pretty you are. Yes, to their God, it looks pretty.
You know, when some omura no, oh my gosh, ah, ain't it you when you're fana? No cre, any penny so fat. San was yes, you know, but I didn't hear.
The first woman in the Bible upon whom that spirit came, we all know, was Jezebel. God's prophet tells us that when Ahab saw it, the knees were just wobbling. Ah, what a beauty. He didn't know something better, but when Jehu saw it, said, come on. So it depends on the spirit that is in you.
Amen.
After all, beauty we say beholds on the eyes of the one who is just looking
Amen.
At it.
It's no the power about the can say you know so can you so Jezebel. Jezebel, yeah, a fed ye. Ahab who in any nako when you go to be in an abu komu was saying, hey, I'm off away, dear Miami, who be though. That's why. Oh, Bakoya, you who know, I'll be where, dear. Dabby, and Sanfata. And see, it's now home, I won't mono. I don't have a bet today. You are corner a walk.
The age of deception.
Now, da, a bread.
The God prophet went and said, that now from this, now we know the kind of women that had this artificial beauty. Daughters of Cain.
Mm.
They were the ones, the Cainites.
Man.
So we know today to those who are into this. And that's why he has sent us this prophet. So that if I didn't know, and we all didn't know, now you get to know, oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Away with you.
Amen.
I want to remain the way my maker made me.
Amen. Ain't you know, they say the Ahunu, it's a bremuno, omwa, a man almost is almost a kind of son. Ne king as a for no. Ain't you know? Say now ni mwa and ne well who no na wati. Say ye brace soon so no ye won almost is almost a kind of soa. Who said, Omun Timi Yango Poma ma, a man in ye.
The prophet went on and was talking and he said, women, I'm going to say this. I want you to listen. How many women are ready to listen?
Hey.
Okay. God bless you.
Before a casino say, ma.
He said, I know that some men too, well, you might disagree with me, but I feel led to say it, said the prophet.
He
said, did you know any woman that will undress yourself? You are not actually in your right mind.
Therefore,
that is strong.
I see. So when he said, oh, baby, 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 oh, I can say one casano, why green mono? And here my uncle ye, why green mona ho?
He said, well, you might believe me or you might not, but I want you to know, and it's on record, that when you dress that way, strip yourself naked, actually, you are a prostitute.
If I say, hey, be our name, I'm going to say, the maker, I am Ukraine, say, baby, I'll see you, oh, no, JJ, oh, a guha. Oh, boy, who are the just up and a swat? I can say one casano, who you're by gamma for.
As we heard yesterday, say, yeah, you might swear and say that, me? I'm a virgin.
Mm.
I've never, what do you mean? He said, yes, you can swear before God. But according to the scripture, the spirit that is letting you do that is a spirit of prostitution.
Ain't you know, Obeka say, ah, me, me dear, me, yebe, muno, nabi, me dear, me, mfa, be, ma, kurada, nensuwa, kwen, yon, faso, a, usisi, unhono, hum, hum, na, ema, usisi, unhosa, akwa, insono.
I said everything he said, you'll find it in the Bible.
Matthew 5:28,
when Jesus himself came here and walked on the surface of the earth, he himself said this.
Yes,
he
Christo.
Didn't even speak through someone, he himself.
Yes, Christo,
whosoever look up upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in the heart.
Ano kun adonu ono na ene one no asa ware da da wona komewu.
So if you're Satan, what would you
do?
The only thing is to get a woman undress herself. The gateway to the heart is the eye. So if you don't have God's spirit, you look upon the nakedness. Ah, wow. Gosh. Chale. Now, as long as you see people saying chale, go and say, please have you lasted after me? Please don't last after me. Because if you have, the two of you have committed adultery already.
Amen. Intin sa yebun sama dien pa na nka ba ye ene obenya ma ne bebrebe no omo masiesi omo ho enso a o satare enso satare omo nje cha omo ho muro ro omo ho enti mema na ni boso pe na yakobo ho mo nti ne mu a ene ho no eh chele unse o yine ni enyi ho no a enti sa ho yo ba na wo kwa na bema ne hwe okwan bone enso a ene mirike mu no akono akuka se o hwe mo kwa adom ya na ho no ahun sa ne ye
This is truth. How many love the prophet?
Amen.
God loves us, so he wants us to hear these things. The book of Revelation tells us, Revelation 3, when talking about the age that we are in, Laodicea, say yes. You are naked, but you don't even know that you are naked. You think you are dressed, but in the sight of God, you are naked.
He said, who said? No question say brace won hu wo so a wo bua de ja wo da de ja kwati nso wo a hu se wo da de ja wani so de hu so chatare then so a wo da de ja.
There's a spirit that's anointing you to dress that way, and that is an evil prostitute spirit.
Na hu bi na e ma wo siesi hu sa kwan bone no so na ya hu bi a se eye awudi hu bi a eye tutu hu bone na se o ma.
And the same way is what is happening in the spiritual realm with the churches. The churches are also deceiving people. The same way. So he used the natural so we understand the spiritual.
So Satan
and his group. So Satan and his group. Just like God also has his group.
So
they look after the beauty of the churches and how magnificent things are, orderly everything. And that's what the world looks today.
And the real saints.
They don't pay any attention to how beautiful the church building is. They look for the character of the vindicated word of God for our day. I can assure you, you can even go to any classroom, get to any place. You let this vindicated message purely be preached. It will attract the bride.
Amen.
After all, when we started, were you not in classrooms?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Were you not in classrooms?
It has
nothing to do with this. It had to do with the content.
Amen.
So the vindicated bride, they look for the vindicated word. And that's what attracts them.
Amen. Ting anku pong, omwa nyanku pong, omwa shomu mani diye. Enya sorry dan fe 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 na kiki wo mo asafu ina sase no na esuku dan mo dan so a nyakopo asem a wadi ho dance ye asem kroje no kwasem no eno nti na akwetwe omo nyakopo aba ewo mu enti amfa ho ni baby obesia amfa ho ni baby asore no wo se esuku dan mo pa se nyakopo no kwasem ye kwaso a nyakopo ma de eno ebejwetwe omo.
Is it true?
Amen.
Now Acts 15:14
tuma fo nguma no.
The Bible says Simeon have declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name.
Simeon aka sene yankopon wapem aka se oba be yi amaama mufo na afedi ode ono omo aye ono yankopon ne ma no de din ato onso.
So God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, has visited us Gentiles. And his purpose is to take out of the Gentiles, not of them, out of them, a people for his name.
ọba be yi nkọfuku obi enye amama mufu nyinara emo mu ni di onwa abọ ni din di afro mu no nti odi onam ni din so eba be yi nkọfuku obi afri amama mufu no eho.
It's not anybody calling these people, it's God himself.
Shana so say enye nipa bia na sa ofre dwuma yi oyẹ nyangopon no ankasa na efre frẹ ne ma.
So you are not here because, oh, it's true, this brother is good, that was. But actually, you are here because God himself chose you, and that's the reason you are here.
And
he chose us before the foundation of the world. And those he foresaw, they are the ones he's calling. We are not talking about predestination, but we know that the God that we serve, even before he even created the world, brethren, he knew today.
Amen.
When we meet, where each one of us will sit.
Amen.
The number of times you even raise your hand, he knows.
Amen.
Hey, he knew you would do this.
Yes, sir.
He knew sister this would do that.
Amen.
Everything God knew from the beginning.
Amen.
And so everything is a replay,
yes, sir,
of what he saw. He knew those who will welcome his word in their day.
Amen.
That the ones he has come to collect them.
Amen. Onyaku poni nim diemo ono onsuya bibi enka ho.
Daddy.
Onim awiye ensem de diemesi awiye ne afri asase ye. Enti sa nyaku poni enka ho asami enne emponsie mu aya bahai ne nyaku poni se ne dey wo ba betena ha. Baby, I'm better than you. I said, "I'm going to swear." Baby, I'm going to make an amen. Any day, I'm going to make an amen. You're going to pony.
Yes.
You're going to say, "I'm going to win." Sasso, you're going to say, "I'm going to win." You're going to be going to pony on him. Every Sasso, I'm saying that day, amen.
That's why when he was going to redeem his children out of Egypt, after performing all these miracles through the hands of Moses, he told him, "Get ready. After this one,
yes, sir.
Pharaoh will say, now go."
Amen.
Was it true?
Amen.
He knew.
Yes, sir. It's in a Abraham name and a basem wedding. So I walk with Jenny, my every museum has asked you, know. Okay, so Moses and saying, anyway, the Abbey, the catwalk. And you're so pet, Pharaoh. On po, on po, or because I say, come on, come on, come on, come on. That's a pet, and of course,
so our God knows everything that concerns us.
Tell you, upon the fire who beara on him.
But God's prophet tells us, if actually you and I were to be God, and throughout all the ages, there was any time you have thought of calling a people for your name, you would not have chosen this time because this is the greatest age of deception. But why is it this time? In the midst of all the deception, he says he's calling a people for his name. There has to be a reason.
We can go put it in for Kase. If I want to ask, brave, sing, come in, nas, and cabrebu or hang, Uncle Pong. Oh, more, no, I didn't deal on the dins where twins are from, no, I do your mother bay any dinner, brave or hunk obey your ma, can you sign that brimo? And your brana das any memo, then swan. Was a sabremo, and I da, I can see no, and on the dins so at twins after a warm one, only any day.
What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, Uncle Pong, go, go,
with God, all things
are
possible. Now, pay attention to what the prophet is going to share with us. That's where I picked the theme from. If you ever miss anything, please, not this one. Please. If you hear any voice contrary to this, that's Satan's voice.
So what's in Ibia anyway? Ebo Ebra Hunse Ebo Samane.
I know it's not popular.
Let me say, any idea? Don't want to hear too.
I know you might not want to hear things like this.
Every point, some things say, person better wasumu.
I've already told you beforehand that everything the prophet said, you find it in the Bible.
And so, since some of the can catch you, I said, the Odifwa can be no Ube Huno. Oh, check on going anymore.
In Matthew 24 that we read. God himself, when he became man and was called the Lord Jesus Christ, he told us this is the most deceiving age of all ages. Even from Eden, There's never been an age so deceptive as this age. And he himself went on to say there will be prophets, but some of them are false. They are not at the shrine.
They
are also ministering behind the sacred desk. Some of them have big crosses. If you see some of the pulpit, it's a bit look magnificent. Lights here, what here, and oh, come on. Air conditioning, everything. Ah, splendid. And they're all calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They show signs and wonders. After calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes even the voice changes. It's not with this voice that I'm here, like a feminine voice. In the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Amen.
My wife told me something, I won't mention the name. One of our workers, somebody working where we work. There's a church, I don't want to mention the name.
Sorry, but
I wish I could, but I don't want. One of them said he had been in that church for ages. A church that, yes, if I mention today, most of our people, particularly our sisters, those who dress the way the message says, they'll say, Ukoweana. I know there are two of them, so now I'm confusing you. I'm still not mentioning it. Because there are two. If it were only one, I wouldn't have come that way. There are two.
There are two of them.
And this brother said he has stopped that. And when my wife questioned, he said, because there, Omo Nshankom. And so now he's moved to a place where they Nshankom.
They don't prophesy in those churches.
There is something that God has lifted above his name. What is that? So if there's anything that should be your measure, it's where what is. Where they call on the name and they're doing this.
Yes, sir.
Where the true word.
Amen.
That is why he has lifted above his name.
Amen. And this is a baby who 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 is
a baby who is a baby who is a baby who is a baby. And the reason why he loved to come here is because there they don't have drums. They don't sing. But here, when he comes here, he can dance and dance and dance. I say, ah, brother, is that the only reason why you want to come here? Because he said, you don't have drums. You be free to go about her because he said, you don't have drums. Oh, man.
Maybe you don't have drums. I don't say no. That's what I can say. You don't have drums.
Please check why you go to church. Do you go there because of what your soul is being fed on? Or you come here because of any other reason? May not be centered on any other thing. but your soul's food.
Amen. To Kasoribia, Hebotayanti, our dear crow. Now, who is a okra, a dianne? It's an audio call, a nasa, a new man, Kayeniti, and I will call Sorino.
Now, the churches have become very cold.
Saying sorry, you know, and out home, so
very formal.
Emma, Akakoye, said your dad, I know.
Such churches.
Say, I'm sorry, I am Barry.
Man speaking their own interpretation of God's word. But they let one pay attention to those things. And now this is it. This is it. If you never heard anything, this is it. Why Jesus said, if it were possible? As I said, I know it's not popular. Hardly would you hear ministers say it probably where you are. But what the prophet is going to tell you, we are going to go into the Bible and you see it is there. Now, why did Jesus say if it were possible? Because just leaving out one word is all that has to happen to you. You have been deceived.
The DNC Jesus Christ says, "Send Kebe to me." You also hear you now say, "Asemna ye ready Jesus Christ to come in and udie yiba ko pe efrimu enu ano dadao."
How many words? How many words? May God help anyone who will say this one. How many words?
Wow.
May He save everyone because you are saying it because you are saying God is true. And you are going to go into the Bible and you realize it's true. How many words? How many words? Do this so that wherever you are, it reminds you. How many words?
Wow.
Just
wow.
One wow. Word wow. Of God. One. Not one and a half. Not even two.
And yes, you know. And I'm back on the fan. Assemble a coupe, or you free Yanko Ponsemu pet, and one or no. What are thou?
Assemble in Runayana. I am Runa. It's in the Bible.
What dress him?
Now let's go back quickly to the Bible. So the prophet said, Christians everywhere.
If we say, Christopher, I'm all baby,
take heed to the hour we are living in.
When you are here, I will don't quite you.
Mark this down, read and listen close.
Actually, we're to one again kind. Let's see it here.
He takes just one word.
I assemble a good pack.
Now let's go to 18.
And create intro more.
Sin, when we talk of sin. Sin is not because I've gone to fornicate, I've gone to do this. Those things that we call sin, they are attributes. It means you are sinner and you are displaying those things. But sin in its initial form in Eden is for man to reject the revealed word of God.
Amen.
That is sin.
As a free idea, you can't born here. And they say, Yanko Ponsem now, what done it, you know, Uber poor. When you put Yanko Pono Quasem the pet, and no anybody.
When you reject the revealed word of God,
Yanko Ponsem now, what done what you know, so you're poor.
That is sin.
And no anybody.
That is unbelief.
And no any onion.
In our age, do we have the revealed word of God? We don't have.
Amen. No, we don't have.
Then we better be very careful. If you reject this revealed word of God through His Malachi 4 prophet, we by that show we are sinners.
Remember, the
word is God. So if you reject the revealed word of God, who have you rejected? If you rejected God, it's very simple. And now that you have walked over God's word, if you go and spend your time on your knee in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hey, there's something He has lifted above that name. What is that?
His word.
You are wasting your time. Go home.
It just send me our crying. I'm gonna cry. Change it, you know. So okay, keep fast. I send me swa. Now come go to Jenny. Already has Christo demo. Already has Christo demo. Me say, oh say what that here? Oh how ho.
So that's what happened to Adam and Eve.
To when at all Adam and Eve.
God gave them His word. And the word told them things they could do and things they couldn't do. So each time God brings His word to His children, it's clear the things that you are allowed to do and the things you are not allowed to do.
Rabia nyango pondi na sembe brene mano. Eya da hopefe di otimi ye ene di otimi ye.
Is it true?
Amen.
So children, the way we should even relate to our parents, do we have God's word telling us the way we should obey our parents? Is in the Bible that if we do so, what will happen? We will suffer.
No, sir.
And we'll die earlier. He said, we'd rather do what? We'll live longer and then what? And it will be well with us. I can see some elderly people among us. If only we had time, I could give the mic to some of them and they would testify that some years back, gone too soon, you will never find it anywhere. When we talk of death, it was almost there for the very aged. Even in a village, my hometown, Jankwanta, not so much a village, they could tell somebody whose turn was due. So early morning, you see the grandmas and things, they're quack away. Oh, that's all. Then they will come. But they know that it's his turn, and indeed it will be. We didn't have all these Ebenezer mortuaries and all these things there. So you die within some few days, and then it's gone. Elderly people, is it true that children were not dying so much as we have today?
Amen.
Gone too soon. What a shock. Gray hair back, so I pay ya.
The canino nankan tisa. So, who said, Branty and Emma Bawana, debia a woo at the Omo Cotto, Nankan tisa canino. Nanka, into Baku became one, Nanka, one. Kebeti, a woo, Nanka, my own, so my dear Mufia me. Nanko Pato was Afromo, Atonis Afromo. Then, so brace where, and yet the old road baby bray, BCI, yes, yeah, where dear, what a shock. Where dear, eh, what contempt of the gone too soon? Canino, Nankan tisa.
Because if there's ever an age, for the Bible says in the end time, children, most of them, will be disobedient children. This is an age where children don't respect. It doesn't care whether you pay my school fees or what, and so what? If you feed me, and so what? They can walk over your authority and anything. But God hasn't changed. Some of us, that's the reason we are the way we are. We respected our parents. My mom, even in her old age, when I went to my town and we're going for funeral or something, I held her hand like this till people thought she was my wife. I'll go with her this way. I was proud of her. I loved her. That's my mom. Nobody else can be my mother.
It's a four, no,
but what man. About you? No, you can walk man. Over your parents and you want to take somebody else to be your parent? Yes,
let us repent. Yes, a four, and they do on one answer. Say, the amen, ne homo be no, my said, your mutia ne no, you bony and idiot with the man paying for any of my wolf on them. Tin, I mean, in paying for some puno. So kono krom no mo kwaiya but in sa e sha no moto mu no mo na ma obi mpo be se e bia o die obi ene ne yire ene akwai na odin ne ma me hoa hoa no ho na won so e bia wani wu wo wo fo ho Let me
tell you, she never bought what was called fried rice. There was no fried rice. Stop she what? Only will cook and you have corn susa and amentre and things. And yet we love it.
Amen.
But you will buy turkey tail and things and all that and so what?
Yena sofu keyo. Where are the answer again, say? So brano. Take away ne fried rice ne side mianingi na ano. Udi ani diemanu chere se oto enyeso oto fried rice man inti odi ani diemanu. Ebo sabre nu kwansu swa na odi amen chere kimu amau. Nesu anu ano odi anu muno anu odi sani diemanu. Nesu anu odi umpo amen chere unibi. Oto ai kro ne enam ne edu ani odi na amau ningi na chi. Osi awata mami inti di.
You go to school barefooted. You not wear anything. You are just walking just like that. And now, right from a baby, you wear shoe at the back of your mom. The shoe on the bed. I can't even want and so she shoe.
Oh.
Here they come.
Amen. To where you are dance a crotch in your say, Sabrano. Anka. What's so so woko suku no? Unai no etintim form. Unyam paboa na odi ashe unai. Enti ya no any help worker yes. Obi hu aka say eh where dey o can be nika? Dey have license. O can be nika. Unyam paboa na odi ko suku eba. Then so enei. Abofra nante ye ontena asimpo. O xene maami aki nanso a. Awofu yi ya tom paboa ma no.
Toxican
wa she sok no wa xene paboa no.
So coming back to what happened in Eden.
Yeah, back near her, of course, Eden through one.
God warned them, the day you partake of this fruit, that day you surely die.
I'm going to point the cocoa and say, Ada, Riani, Adiaba, you be DBNO, a war, and I'll be war.
So God's prophet is justifying that statement that he made, that all it takes is how many words? One. In Eden, God said, thou shalt surely die. When Satan came, he added only one word. Thou shall not surely die.
Ti editro mono, yango po asem o kan a o de mo mun se. E da obedi bi e no. Wo, e da obe wo. En so bo sa mo ba tro mo ha no. Asem no ba ko pe e no di so mo. O se enye wo, e na obe wo. Ba ko pe.
That was the first sign. Yes, first thing.
When a bonnie di kind of course.
Now, did God overlook it?
Oh, Nagago Pochi or Bunedigusuana.
Did God overlook it?
Nagobo Bunedigusu, Debio.
There's a praise God prophet said that much as God loved them, a loving God, he will appear to them in the cool of the time, walk, and then communicate with them. So, if they have obeyed everything but just this, didn't he have overlooked it as loving as it is?
Oh.
And he said, if he couldn't, how about a day?
No, sir.
Does it change?
No, sir.
You hear this from anybody. Amen. And you take a prophet to tell you, yeah. And this is true.
Amen.
One, you've been deceived.
Bakupe, or this oma wano. Wadada worry. You see, head in through moa. Nyangu pon yo do.
Ah!
Odo nyangu pon yu mribo mo sanin in the ma ebe nyangu fa. Omati me di wa seme yina. So na bakupe. I go down and go pound the S.O.A. there. Wow, you're doing. I'll bet you're born in the Agusuna. I say, oh, where the Kenya? Hey, next to the B.O. Nasam Titreno.
God bless you.
It's your born in the Agusuna.
By the way,
one mass am not so a crown. A genuine.
His prophet tells that the day you refuse to obey his own word, from that time, you will cease to be God.
Amen. See, I go body for me, who said, and now that's it.
So John 3:18, Jesus himself told us that when we talk of sin, sin, sin is unbelief. And when Satan went to Eve in the Garden of Eden, what did he do? He acknowledged that God had said, because he had God said you shouldn't eat of every fruit. Indeed, that was what God had told them. And now this is where the deception is. He acknowledged that he has said it.
But then,
he didn't mean what he said. That's the problem. Satan will let us know, yeah, it's written in the Bible.
That
I've given her as a covering for the woman. It's clear in 1 Corinthians
11.
I witness to a sister, he said, and no cramp, yen this there, we won't do it. So that's the deception of Satan. God has said it. He didn't mean it.
And so
that's the way he deceived man in Eden. And his prophet goes on to say, you see, that same rotten lie. Satan is telling preachers and church members today. That yes, the word of God says this, 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 but it doesn't mean it.
Yes, sir. It is sa atro proyeno sa atro proyena nuwa na bonsa ene o kasa fa nyankopon a nsempakafo mu ene nsore nsore ahudo nyina bebre na mu se oh e nyankopon asema waka de na so ene sapa na no pa chere.
Hey, how can a man go and marry you if he doesn't know you are even going to be fruitful or not? He has to at least try and see if it will work, and then he can marry you. So if you do that one, there's nothing.
When
the Bible says flee from fornication, Satan is giving you a way to say that even though it's written there, that's not actually what God means. But God's word means exactly what he says. Is it true?
Amen.
Yes, he means everything he says.
Now,
particularly, I don't know about other tribes, but when we come to our Akan tribe, you see, we are fond of always attributing everything and saying, the white people don't have anything like that. So for us, if you bring that spirit into Christianity, if God doesn't deliver you from that, so many things you also will say, but Nyakupomu de Nasembia, she.
I can't cast a monobon say, can we be at all? This, and you're here. Actually, it's nothing. Oh, but bro, for Cassamon, it is something. Untimin Cassa, and you're here. And to say, and you're here, Suno, and one, you're the Abanyan Christosumo. I, Susan, said, you're my bet me, we are near Gunyakupon, and you're here. There's Nyakupomodia, and you're here.
And I say the white people, when they use that word, even please is not to give me room to do something wrong. The please is just some expression. Oh, won't you have this food, please, or something. But to us, I know this is wrong. I'll go and do it. I know I have two hands by God's grace. The only thing is to put one in the other. They don't have anything like that.
Yeah.
If you bring that into Christianity, that spirit will be on you. You just go and do it and, all right, where is Christo Dim? Now he has lifted the word above his name.
Well, my seven or someone are crunching it, you know. Ain't no senior, yeah, Yeshua, the wolf, yeah, senior, and TTSTN, I'll be behind here, Pahon Chow, so to say, you bet me up for a word, you know, in Yanko Point, you know, and this
why would Jesus tell us in Luke 17:32, remember Lot's wife? Again, the prophet is just affirming why he said it takes only one. Everything we are hearing is from the Bible.
Yeah, Yentia Lot, yoka se yenkai Lot here no. Bibia ejina kwerese mu no so.
Now, if the word isn't so important,
then gasem na ehun hia pa sa.
Jesus will never have said, remember Lot's wife.
Nka Yesu onka se yenkai Lot here no.
They just went and told them, yes, we are here to just devour the place. Come out quickly. Come and go. Go to Zoar.
Above for no.
As you go, that was not the entire message. Don't you look back.
Above for no buy, Ebeka se. Ye ba be se kroyi. Nti no munya ne ntam fa wani nkyres wa monko, mon free anko. Nanso na nya no ano no. Se monko no, onhwe, obi antwene ni ahwele chi.
The lost wife commit adultery.
Lot yere, o se aware ye.
Did he steal?
O wi ade ye.
Did he fight? What he did to us who have been anya she. You are just going and just something as if something, and then she just turned a little. But the angel said, as you go, don't you look back. So it wasn't just go, but as you go, so there were two things. And that insignificant thing as looking back, which was contrary to God's word, God turned her into a pillar of salt.
Nti ade anka ye nisu de bianka ye baka se o wedi anka nya hwe no se o twana ni hwe na chika krebi no. Why ndi yakopon asem so se ne o ka no no odane enchinisie.
Ah, loving God.
Yakopon yo do.
Why would he do this thing to Lot?
Ade na odi we over ma asem we out to Lot.
Meanwhile they had two daughters. So now where is mommy? Mommy wasn't there. Where is mommy? Pillar of salt.
Omo wo e mama mi enu. Nti se o me o na mama we he. Mommy na adane enchinisie.
Brethren, God has magnified his word above everything. What the word says, there's nothing else that can really take his place. And you will win the favor of God. If you want to win his favor, just obey his word to the letter.
So open Yankupon. Na yem ye ne mobro hun se ansum soa. I was so dina semuso ekosi asie.
So flee fornication, flee it, Monte. Flee it.
Or say Gani as a mama. Gani.
Then the prophet continues and says, so you see.
If one to ask, so what?
When I tell you that according to the scriptures, women are not to cut their hair. That's God's word. A woman, you should not cut your hair. And when I tell
you
about the clothes that you wear, that this, and you say, hey, yes, God is telling you, don't do it. That's his way.
Lot
had a beautiful wife, but she didn't follow God's commandment to the letter. Lot. Did she stay in Sodom? Did she stay in Sodom or she came out?
She came out.
Lot, so yeah. What else? But then, was that the entire message come out?
Oh, sir.
There was another portion of what?
Lot, he said, one was in Sodom. Oh, yeah, so tie. Say, on pie free Sodom. Then, so, and then, you know, I don't know. When near seven or so, uncle, see, we're here. Because I woke corner, in Kawani, where she, and no one, dear, why, yes, tie.
Now, where I am, may God be merciful to all of us. Because we are all guilty one way or the other. Now we've come to church. Are we at home?
Say, Yaba, sorry.
Or we've come to church.
Yaba, sorry.
Does the word even tell us how early we have to come?
Seminar train.
Or it's just our coming that is all important.
Seminar
train. As far as we can, he's told us how to come, when we come, what we have to do, and everything. We have to follow everything to the letter.
Amen. Yankopon hu ye mo bo. Yen hu se Yankopon na sma waka no. Wo se ye di asem ni nyina sukosi awiye ye. E di sukosi ase ye. Yen hu ni se enye se asore bana na hia Yankopon. Enye se be ba asore. Na so no anu no wana ada bi o. Wa kire embre kura ye mra. Wo de amaye. Ne mpo ni ye ba na ye betena ha no. Se ne enye enye ma no. Ni nyina no asem na kire.
Now his word tells us that commit all your activities to the hands of God.
Sometimes,
particularly school children, when you think you are late for lectures or something, you wake up, there is no need even to pray. Oh yes, God bless those who are honest. But how can you, when the word, do you know the demons that you are even going to face? How can you be bold to walk out in the midst of all these demons and you have not committed your life to God?
Mm.
But you can be in a hurry to check if you have some WhatsApp message. May we repent.
Man.
Commit all your ways to God.
Man.
You wake up from bed, you pray, you thank him that the money has found you alive. You commit the activities you have. Do we pay for that? Oh, all right. We don't pay for that.
Yeah.
And then you read some scriptures and then you pray over it. Then you are ready for the day. Oh, man.
You know, say, yeah, this young for school for. Echo school, no, to that, and temu painting, no. Sorry, ya, ugare, ya, no, a penalty, I said, no, a tears, ya, bonting. Oh, mom, pie, then, so, Kirana, me, say, yeah, for ya, quen, you know, say, yanko ponsa. Think I was sorry, no, sorry, in tem, like in kind, yanko ponsem, no, a bomb pie. There is only one damn one, only one who cry, how could she, and I want him, ho, or don't want to say, yanko ponsa, no, no, so I hope so. Yanko pon, why, and the intimate, yen, sa, said, and I said, what's
right? And only school for.
Yes, good for uncle.
If you're a trader,
also you're
and then somebody has come to buy something worth, say, 5,000. And then you say, meet me 6 a.m., I'm giving you the money, I'm going. Then you wake up and it's almost 5 minutes to 6. Would you even remember to pray and read the word?
No, sir.
To take the 5,000 away?
Mm.
Hey, 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 come on.
Hey, 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 hey,
Eve was also a good woman.
Eve, no, son, or your papa.
But she didn't follow God's word to the letter. So you tell me, Brother Branham, why? I have the right to do it. Why? I'm an American. I'm a Ghanaian. I have the right. I have the freedom. Yes, I have the privilege.
Where can I say, oh, Branham, me dem wa kwenya sa me visa me me Ghana ni and I'm American ni. Wo hu akwenya sa me yesa.
Yes, it's true that you have that privilege as an American Ghanaian, but you don't have that privilege as a Christian.
Amen. But if we say no kure, so we Ghana ni aw ye dem ahun kwen ma wo tu sa na mo no. Na so we ye Christo ni de.
So any life goals the worldly people are into, Satan should actually, you have the right, you can do it. But if you're a Christian, you're a sheep, you are not a goat. A sheep fulfills its right. Jesus came and said, Father, not my will, but your will.
Amen.
Because he was the lamb of God.
Amen.
And God's children are also lambs.
Into your hair, bro, obra ekoso amontene so de wiase fo ye nyina. Once we are gone, I know one question can also know who you nipa, who you be. Then, so on. Say, Christo nipa, the young upon some Emma, who can say, Christo nino, who you giant into old panel, who you tore, no man, young upon pe, a moon, I dare you more. To old ye, a cow gun, and now ye are, and cow bay two sana mono, and so now Christo nti, we be a year.
And if you're a Christian,
are you Christonia?
You always will forfeit your natural rights if it is contrary to your Christian rights. So why you have the right to do this? But then God's word is against. If you're a Christian, you forfeit the national right. You do God's word. Oh, how many Christians are here?
Amen.
Yes.
And since we are Christonia, we are not from the end. 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 Christo, we are not from the end. And we are not from the end. And we are not.
So if the nation or your school or your institution or whatever, they ask you to do anything and it's not in God's word, you have the right to do it. But if they ask you to do something you know is contrary to God's word, if you're a Christian, you forfeit that right and you let your Christian right override that. If they want to sack you, they can sack you. God will take care of you.
Amen. Do ye usuku niya. Usuku no, omon se se omon dea tuwa se. Tu anamon we, yese, yesa.
How many believe it's true God can do that?
Amen.
Oh yes, we'll be closing shortly. So running up, if we never heard anything, we have to stay to God's word to the letter. Satan will speak through someone and tell you, oh, it doesn't make any difference. Oh, it doesn't make any difference. By Luke 17:32, Jesus wanted to remind us that God is strict about his word.
And so, those
who have the privilege to go to the Middle East come to tell us that you still will see that pillar of salt. It's still there. And God's prophets say, God allowed that to happen today to set us an example that God means everything he says.
Amen.
So any other opposite voice, tell that voice, hey, you are telling me that God won't do it. God will do just exactly what his word says he will do.
Amen. Enti ani bi a obeti ani Yakobon asem no ebo abura no ka se hey asem a o kan o be se me ndi wu ne na kida bi o se de Yakobon aka no na ni ko mo pepepe se de o se o be ye no sa na o be ye no.
So we are running up and we are closing on this.
E jina we so e de ba we here.
How many so far have loved the Lord to hear these things today?
Amen.
Oh, Radin Shra will be an insacosro.
Amen.
Each age, since creation,
if we are body, I say,
God has had his message and a messenger for that age. Every dispensation. You send somebody anointed with his own spirit to bring forth his message for that age. Is it true?
Amen.
Let's go back to Aden and see if it was true. In Aden, the first messenger that appeared to humanity was God himself. Why was it God himself? There's no other person to send. So he himself came down and told Adam and Eve what they could do, what they couldn't do, the penalty, and God said that was their message. I can assure all of us. So far, all the things we've heard till now, we are going to close. If it was God himself standing here with angels around, with thunders and lightnings here and there, the atmosphere would have been different. The many of us are now will be in tears. But see now, looking at us, look at every day where we are sitting. But now God won't come. Human beings. What we've heard, if it's his word, is God using us for all of us. Are you right or you are wrong?
Is it no cry or it's not no
cry? But then God brings a prophet, he will package the same thing in a different way, and it will let you be aware of your day.
And so that's
why I love our brother William Aaron Branham. The same thing that everybody will say, he will say it, and you realize it's different. Now he said, when man step across the message of the hour.
Ose abra nipa ekifa sa abre no so asem no so no.
If you say because they didn't go according to God's way, you are right.
Meka se sa oka se oh o ma ni se nyankopon asem so a eye no kure.
But then that would be something very far, because where is the tree? As for us, we don't have that tree. That was their issue. But then he's packaging it for you to know that that was the message of their day that they stepped across.
Mm.
And that's what brought death and all this chaos to the human race.
He said that is how much the message means.
And remember, it wasn't because Eve denied everything, just adding a little bit to it or taking away a little bit from it. That was all.
Psalm 119,
as we know, verse 18 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And this is the last quote, and then we bring our meeting to an end. Now he's asking her this question. If God will not permit, and his word was so important to him in Eden, just to misquote one word of it is what has caused death and every calamity among humanity. Every suffering we are going through is because one word. Now we are closing on this.
The
one I say, I want the feedback and we'll stand up. When I say it, you say one word. Every crying baby is because of
one word.
God bless every lip that said it. Every funeral procession because of every grave that you find people these days, we even make it look very magnificent. The tombs. I'm a worker, I can't be or something. Because something was. But all this and all because of
one word. Yehuda manabia se se krampo de yesiye ne shepe mane ya konompo wahwa na okon akodowo. Enti huda manabia yesiye yesefo senyefo. Eye asemba kuntia.
All the ambulance, we know about how every constituency or so we had 119 and something. All ambulance ya pepepepe all because of
one word.
Hey.
Yeti ambulance se sune na me wanting so ayo se. Nyina no ya asemba kuntia.
Every blood that was ever shed because of
old age. Hey,
yes, meaning and all his salvation, all because of
one word.
Now there's a question.
Yes, me saying here.
So if it's just because God's word, one, has caused this, will God excuse it at the end time? If you also miscalculate and add and take away, the prophet is asking you. Let's turn to our feet.
I say, Mr. Neo, let's assemble a kunti. And I, oh, yenemui, amani, and your hawa, twadasa, we are singing, I, yenemui, dia. Then you embrace me, so no. See, if you find your uncle, assemble a kuso. I say, Danny Bakuni, ye be freemana, and I say, ye be kahua, Yankupon, obebuneni, aguswana.
Father, your head in prayer. God has talked to you. I don't know which way. I know the way he has talked to me. Why don't you commit your life to him and say, God be merciful.
Hey,
this spirit that is upon me, that can let me walk over your word and I'll just listen to another voice just encouraging me to say, oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, it doesn't matter. Today I hear every word you mean it. Lord, have mercy.
Let's
Sometimes I can walk over your word thinking that, oh, I can come before you in prayer in the name of Jesus, because everything that you ask in my name, that I will do. The same one that said it has also told you. He has just lifted his word even above his name. Lord, may I never walk over your word.
Amen. Radi miti miki kufa wa semo so na so menya kukodroba wa nimba bo mpae radi Jesus Christo demo so se menya no ye na so a ye hwe se kirekonkon na a no ka se ye nsere bibia radi demo Jesu demo na obeye no asem na so me ye hunu se wakro ni din wakro na sem amana chen bibibia ra empo ni din
Before we pray the final prayer, there's a song. I don't know how to sing well, but Trewa Sem no. Oh, Ewa Ma Koma Mo. Who knows how to sing? Trewa Sem no. Emma Me We Ren Feel. And your mass, but there what tea? Open say ready home more bo. Normal and was dry. The new massem. We young woman be by my world, she a fasso. Now I didn't know was set in a samka. Chadrak Meshaka Ben Nego, send me this one at the bed to Jamun Pa. Washame bo. Tom Womu di me massam son. Womu Wumpa. Me miss my mom, monk. So what this radiant ya, Pagan Summer ever bomb by Sir Raddy. A Pagan Miss, I said, me free them up with Miss Row. Mammy, you will be a bad day, name simple. To make sure for Numa Samson. I dare walk crossing within. I write my Pagan Miss, I say, Woman Mobble. I write it, Woman Mobble. Everybody has said Daniel the Mountain Tony pray. One woman, my page, your monster. And you have been a cause of so woman, sir. And some may tell you, you know, trust him, a bring point in you. And now by Matthew 4:4. Upon it for the cast, oh, Danny, I'll be in your boat, though. What's your trust, sir? Not Deuteronomy 8:3. And I know, oh, go to. Would the entire Israel former compo de womu? Not come up, my sweat Janetti. Don't we answer Janibi above for manna? What's all your such room would say, Nipper? And your pan on your boat don't go near Detrasio. As them Pierre, if you're in your cuponum. This or the forecast as them Pierre. This is Bible teaching. And one of the Sisudia, Revelation 22. So who can the same thing, 18 and 10? Ya de bakupa kanwo ye yi bakupa frima enu anono pese asemne ya wo ya de bi kanwo na che se de bi kan yakopon ye yi bi frima se se yakopon ya tene so but forever thy word is settled ya peje se se radi pri bi atwa mu ko ye tie tie obane fone ni o we de anya hwe o we we o we de se anya yi bia ene to me hu se se wasama eye hwe radi me so my en o Chromatia, come on, man. See, bu wasan to de ya ya crowd say ya mo crowd be jaso na ba bia na mo ah sa fo no o so abo fo na bo ho sra ba jia kam sesa sa na ya page ai china ba fo aye fra kon kam ya mu bia nka ho bi ne ka say e yesa na e ba ye betie wasan the pisa we wo Jesus Christ with him ye nyina say say eh arade shawo bia entrance.